Have you ever collected toad eggs and hatched tadpoles? Or watched baby ladybugs hatching from eggs? That's what my family has been doing this week. It's the perfect season for nature study, and we invite you to join us for Magnify, a wild and wonderful summer adventure by Nat Theo. Discover God's creation right where you live as you find frogs, butterflies, animal tracks, birds, and so much more. Become a junior naturalist for God's kingdom. Join today at nattheo.com/magnify to access the full summer guide and tune in for live video classes where you will learn from me and share your discoveries with other students. Don't wait. Join today, start exploring, and get ready for our live video classes in Magnify at nattheo.com/magnify or the link in our show notes. Have you ever heard of Cher Ami? Cher Ami was a famous pigeon. That's right, pigeon. This pigeon is famous for saving the lives of almost 200 soldiers in World War I when it delivered a life-saving message in the battlefield. We mentioned Cher Ami and wartime messenger pigeons in Lesson 62, How Do Pigeons Deliver Mail? Today, we have a very special guest joining us to share the amazing story of Cher Ami. This guest is the perfect person to share this story because she knows a lot about history. Angela Odell hosts the Real Cool History for Kids podcast, which shares amazing stories in history from a biblical worldview. Our family loves listening to the Real Cool History for Kids podcast while in the car or during homeschool. And today, we have a very special treat as Angela shares an entire episode from her show here on Nat Theo. So tune in, because it's time for an adventure as we learn the amazing story of Cher Ami. And when you're done listening, head over to the Real Cool History for Kids podcast, wherever you enjoy podcasts or the link in our show notes. Angela has so many amazing history lessons that showcase how God has been at work in our world since the beginning of time. All right, let's hear the amazing story of Cher Ami.
This is Angela Odell, and you are listening to Real Cool History for Kids, a podcast show featuring history told from a distinctly biblical worldview perspective. Welcome to an adventure. Welcome to episode 169 of Real Cool History for Kids. This episode is for Alexi de Koopakrank, who wanted to hear the incredible true story of Cher Ami, a very brave pigeon from World War I who helped save the lives of 200 soldiers. You guys, I hope you are ready for an almost unbelievable adventure, because today's story has all of the elements of the best stories in history: courage, bravery, and the undeniable evidence of God's involvement in the outcome. Our story takes us back to the year 1918, during the end of World War I. I've told you guys other stories that take place during this war. For example, The Adventures of Sergeant Stubby in episode 139 also took place during World War I. Well, America had joined the fighting in 1917, and by 1918, the American soldiers were fighting hard in France against the German army. One of the largest battles America fought in was called the Meuse-Argonne Offense. It was a massive, months-long push to break through the German lines. The fighting was, well, it was really rough. The forest was thick, and the soldiers were absolutely exhausted. Deep inside the Argonne Forest, a group of about 550 American soldiers became known as the Lost Battalion. Even though they weren't really lost, they were trapped and cut off from the rest of the Allied troops. They had advanced further into the forest than everyone had realized, and suddenly, German soldiers surrounded them on all sides. Their commander, Major Charles Whittlesey, realized immediately that they were in serious trouble. His men had very little food and no water and no way to get help. To make things even worse, they had no radio and no telephone. The only way to send messages was by using carrier pigeons. These birds were trained to fly through dangerous skies to deliver notes. The Lost Battalion had only a few pigeons left, and each one was very precious. These incredibly intelligent birds were trained by the U.S. Army Signal Corps. They wore tiny message tubes on their little legs. Once a soldier wrote a note and placed it inside the tube, the bird would fly home to its loft where operators would take the message to the commanders. But the forest was filled with bullets and explosions and smoke and just so much danger. Many of the pigeons never made it through. Still, the men had to depend on them. After several days of fierce fighting, Major Whittlesey's men were in terrible, terrible shape. They were running out of ammunition. They were hungry and they were thirsty. And worst of all, their own artillery, the American heavy guns, didn't know where they were and had begun dropping shells right on top of them. Major Whittlesey knew he had to get a message out to stop the friendly fire before more men were killed. So he wrote a note and attached it to one of their pigeons. Off it flew and was shot down. He sent another one, but it didn't make it either. Finally, there was only one pigeon left. One more bird, one more tiny chance. That bird's name was Cher Ami, which means dear friend in French. Before I continue, I need to tell you something interesting. For a long time, people weren't sure whether Cher Ami was a boy pigeon or a girl pigeon. Then, just a few years ago, scientists looked at the bird's DNA and found out that Cher Ami was indeed a boy. So, we will say he in this story. Major Whittlesey gently picked up Cher Ami and held him close as he wrote the last desperate note. One more chance. On that small slip of paper, he wrote, "We are along the road parallel to 276-4. Our own artillery is dropping a barrage directly on us. For heaven's sake, stop it!" He rolled the message up tightly, and he placed it in the tube, and he attached it to Cher Ami's leg. Then, with a prayer, he released him into the smoky sky. Would he make it? Almost immediately, German soldiers saw the pigeon and started firing. Bullets zipped through the air. Explosions rocked the trees. Cher Ami darted upward, flapping hard, weaving left and right, trying to escape. Then crack! A bullet hit his leg. Another struck his chest. One of his wings drooped. The soldiers watched helplessly as the wounded pigeon struggled. But Cher Ami did not give up. Somehow, despite being badly injured, the little bird kept going, climbing higher into the sky. He flew for about 25 miles, you guys. 25 miles, bleeding and tired and barely able to stay in the air until he reached his home loft. The Signal Corps soldiers at the loft couldn't believe their eyes. Cher Ami came crashing in, covered in blood, a bullet through his chest, and the message tube hanging from his shattered leg by a single tendon. But the message arrived. Because Cher Ami never gave up, the American artillery stopped firing on the lost battalion. Reinforcements finally found them, and out of the original 550 men, nearly 200 survived, saved because of one brave bird. Back at the pigeon loft, the soldiers carefully took hold of Cher Ami. They gently removed the tiny message and hurried it to the officers who needed it. And even as they ran, they knew that Cher Ami may not survive. Army medics worked hard to save the injured little pigeon. They stitched up his chest wound, they cleaned the injuries, and even carved a tiny wooden leg to replace the shattered one. Amazingly, Cher Ami pulled through. The bird recovered slowly, resting in a warm basket, eating special food, and being cared for by the soldiers who were determined to help their courageous little messenger live. They knew exactly what Cher Ami had done for the lost battalion. Word of the pigeon's bravery spread like wildfire through the army. General John Pershing, the commander of all U.S. forces in World War I, said there wasn't a more brave pigeon in the whole army, and he deserved the gratitude of the American people. Cher Ami was awarded the French Croix de Guerre, a medal given to heroes of war. When the war ended, Cher Ami returned to the United States and lived at the U.S. Army Signal Corps base in New Jersey. He became a beloved symbol of bravery and sacrifice. Cher Ami had been weakened by the injuries he had survived and months later passed away. He was preserved by a taxidermist and placed in my favorite museum, the Smithsonian Museum of American History, where he can still be seen today, an unlikely little hero from a long ago war. The story of Cher Ami teaches us something very important, you guys. God can use even the smallest part of his creation to make a huge difference. Although it's impossible to know exactly what messenger pigeons feel or know, and this is true about Cher Ami as well, we do know his actions, and we know that God can do anything and use anyone and anything to fulfill his plan and will. Cher Ami's story also reminds us to never give up. Cher Ami kept flying, even when he was wounded and tired and in terrible danger. And that determination is something that we can learn from. When we face difficult challenges, a scary situation, or something we don't understand, we can remember Cher Ami's bravery and we can keep going. We can also trust that God gives strength even when we feel small or unsure. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You know, the Apostle Paul wrote those words about being able to live with much or with little if we have the strength of God. If God can use a little pigeon to save almost 200 people, imagine what he can do through you. Cher Ami was not a general or a soldier. He wasn't even a human, the crown of God's creation. But his bravery made an enormous difference, and his story continues to inspire people more than 100 years later. I hope you all have enjoyed this amazing adventure in history today. Remember to keep exploring and to keep asking questions. And always remember, history is full of real adventures and really cool stories. I'll meet you here soon for our next episode of Real Cool History for Kids. Until then, with the help and grace of Jesus our Savior, be the best you ever.
Wasn't that amazing? I love hearing the incredible ways that God protects people, even using a pigeon. If you want to learn more about how pigeons navigate, listen to Nat Theo Lesson 62, How Do Pigeons Deliver Mail? at the link in our show notes. And head over to the Real Cool History for Kids podcast for more fascinating stories from history told through a biblical worldview with Angela Odell. Find the Real Cool History for Kids podcast wherever you enjoy podcasts or at the link in our show notes. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all looking.